Dr. Heather Durge, Dan Clinic, known as Beverly Oliphant. Beverly, B-E-V-E-R-L-Y, last name O-L-I-P-H-A-N-T. Birthday 11-29-51. Education 9-13-25. Patient presents today, states that she's been having painful urination, disabled to pee few drops with some lower abdominal discomfort. Also describe some vaginal itching. Using Monistat without benefit. Think she has a history of urinary tract infections. Think she had one several months ago where she wasn't able to urinate. Treated with antibiotics, with clearing, without follow-up urologists. With this review of symptoms, states that she has been increased agitation lately. States that she's had some bouts of confusion at bed at nighttime for the past few months with slightly dizziness. Say she's also doing these spells. She's seeing like spiders, webs around her. Increased the past few days with some dizziness. Has a history of prolapse of her bladder increasing in size. Increased a few months ago with episode of constipation with protrusion of vaginal tissue, self-reducing, laying on her back. Social history, lives alone without contact from family, has a daughter and son-in-law and living in Crosby with six kids. States they don't even answer the phone when she calls. States she's been feeling depressed and because of lack of support from the family, nobody else to contact. Physical exam, patients in no acute distress. Yet eyes, nose, and throat between normal limits. Next up, how masses, lungs, kid, obstetration, percussion, heart rate, rhythm without murmurs or gallop. Abdomen with 2 plus CVA tenderness and also suprapubic tenderness without gory or rigidity or definite distension. Pelvic exam not done. Back scan, extremities, neuropsychiatric within normal limits other than depressed effect. Patient diagnosis of obstructive uropathy with bladder prolapse. Suggestion early dementia. Patient was advised to go to HCA urgent care a few blocks away. States she still drives now. States that she doesn't want to go there, refuses to go there, states that she will go home and promises to go in a few hours if she's not doing better, requesting an injection and pills, given Rocepin 1 gram IV with prescription for Levaquin 750 milligrams to get filled and start taking right away, called into pharmacy. Told to follow up with family doctor, Dr. Creed, who she hasn't seen for a while, with home nursing, if unable to get family, with inability to obtain family support as soon as possible. Again, reinforced the necessity of going to the hospital and could become more urgent, and living alone, it could be life-threatening. She still refuses to go, promises that she will, if she's not getting better. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.